In the background, we're listening to Laura Rain. She's going to be playing at Rodin's on, that is at 15 East Kirby from 6 to 9 Saturday night, along with George Friend and the Caesars. We're listening to Bus Stop in the background, but I need to tell you about a couple other shows. Electric Corpse, Overdrive Orchestra, Sun Tribe, Come Out Swinging, Trace of Lime, Wood Zombies, 5 Pound Snap, The Devil Nine. These are all bands that are playing Saturday at the Phoenix Cafe in Hazel Park. This is for their Summer Rockout Festival. Also, they're having a rockabilly formal prom at Small's Saturday night with Cash O'Reilly on is DJing, and the bands are going to be the Downright Daddies, Kenny. Oh, I can't read my own right. They might be Kenny Kins, Jack Babe Miller, and the Detroit Special. Also, Austin Jarvis has a show. Austin Jarvis and the Whales are at the New Dodge on Sunday at. The DIA, they're going to have acoustic music from Christina Dragon on at 1, 2, and 3. They're also doing demonstrations of Caribbean costumes, and they will have craft projects for both adult and children available to do. Go on down to the DIA, and it's free, and enjoy what the city has to offer in the way of fine arts. At Friday night at the DIA, they've got a band called the Glenn Tucker Organ. I'm not sure what kind of music that is, but it's happening at 7 and 8:30 at the DIA Friday night as part of their Friday concert series. Oh. Casio Choir, the band that is coming up live on the Motor Live Drive in just a matter of minutes, has got a show Saturday night at PJ's Lager House along with Ronnie Tibbs and the 305s, Autumn Wolf, and Radio Burn. And Eleanor, if I have time, we'll get Eleanor and Walking Beat in here. They're doing a show at Northern Lights on Friday night, and Saturday night. Eleanor, Walking Beat, LD, and Narcolicious are going to be playing Northern Lights. That's on Baltimore in the shadow of the Fisher Building. I think that's about it. Let's listen to the music. So much for that. Let's get some Eleanor on here, and we'll be going live in just a matter of minutes. I do want to mention one more time that we have tickets for tonight's show at the Magic Bag. If you are able to go to a show tonight and you want to give me a call, we can put your name at the door and you can get in to see Sherry Curry and White Shag tonight down at the Magic Bag. 845-9676, option 1 for the studio. We'll get you the tickets for tonight's show. Right, we're listening to Eleanor in the background again. They have a show at Northern Lights with Walking Beat, LD, and the Narcolicious at Northern Lights on Saturday night. Sir, how won't you? We are about to go live in the studio. Are we ready, Mr. White?
Hello to sweet.
Yes, we're at the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. We have the Casio Choir right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Choirs, are you there?
We are here. How are you doing, Mr. White?
All right. In fact, what is the Casio Choir going to start off with today?
We're going to start off with a little number called Powder Wednesday.
Take it away.
All right, thanks. Thank you.
Whoa, yeah. All right. Woo. Oh, that sounded great going over the air. Oh. In fact, are you guys there?
We totally got you.
All right. I can see you're tuning up your guitar because you want to make sure everything sounds so good.
That's right. Got to be there.
All right. Well, I'll let you finish up that. Today, it is the Casio Choir right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. In fact, would one of you choirs want to tell us who's in the band?
Sure, yeah. So on drums is Chad Sturdivant. On the bass and backing vocals is Steve Lehane. And then playing guitar and singing is Michael Krieger.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in today. It sounds a little bit different, but it sounds real cool.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, it's definitely different. We're just having fun doing whatever comes up. So yeah, no, it's definitely fun to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right. Well, I'll let them finish tuning up because we want to make sure everything sounds so good today.
All right.
We put a lot into this, so we always do. Yeah. We got to thank our sound engineers, Mark Hall and Alan Cantino, to make sure everything sounds so good.
Woo! All right. And you guys got a show this weekend.
That's right.
We sure do.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about that.
Yeah, we're playing at PJ's Lager House with a couple other bands. We're playing with Radio Burns, Ronnie Tibbs and the 305s, and Autumn Wolf. All of it's really cool music. Starts at 9 o'clock, and it'll definitely be a good time. If you're available, come on out.
All right. Well, hey, while you're here, can we get another song?
Absolutely. Chad. Thank you.
my senses through the night. My ears are bleeding, I got a feeling it's gonna be our last ride. My eyes are open, body's open. I lost my senses through the night. Oh, oh,
Casio Choir here on the Live Drive at 5. Now, fellas, that actually sounds like a bigger band than just a three-piece.
Yeah, so we got a couple. We have, like, a backing track on certain songs. So, like, on that song, there's, you know, we have drums, bass, guitar, and then we have, like, a little backing track for ambiance and filler kind of stuff.
That and the background vocals really add a whole other dimension to it as well.
That's all Steve over there.
Trying to lock it down.
Sweeten well, hey,
it up.
Everything sounds really cool coming out. So,
Thank you.
Yeah, for just a three-piece, you guys have really added another dimension to all this.
Definitely, yeah. We're just having fun and figuring out. You know, we'll write music kind of in different ways every time, so we just try to be able to recreate it, you know, like when we play live, but still have, you know, like a three-piece band vibe, so that's what we're going for.
Well, is there a main songwriter in the band?
No, I mean, normally, like this, we actually have some new material that we wrote up. We went up north to a cabin and wrote, like, for 4 days, and that we just wrote as a group, so, like, all three of us would get up there, so, you know, people would present ideas, you know, to us, the three of us, and then we kind of flesh them out as a group. So it's definitely, like, all around, you know, writing process. Like, everybody helps. It's not just one guy. So, yeah, it's definitely
team effort.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. In fact, you went to a cabin in the woods and survived?
Right on Lake Huron.
Ooh.
the mighty Huron.
Yeah, all it's right. Actually an old family cabin. So.
All right.
It was very nice.
We made it out.
All right. Well, in fact, if you've made it out, why don't we have some more music?
Sounds good.
What's it going to be?
The song's called Hot Spray.
across the walk and talks and stuff. Pretty thing watching like a hawk. It won't move, sensual man. One final soft. Let the curve, volume on the rise. Fake girl gonna make her mine.
Casio Choir here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Now, I've got to ask you guys, I know you've got this an electric box for your backing tracks, but where does the name Casio Choir come from?
Oh, that's a long story. But actually, me and Steve have known each other for a very long time. And we were messing around with, like, Casio keyboards, really cliche. So we, like, wrote a bunch of songs with those, and then, we're having a bunch of fun, so we decided to, like, Chad's been a long friend of mine, and he's all right on the drums, so we decided to get him in on it. And, we were just kind of demoing stuff together, and we liked it, decided to get, like, a whole band. We did some stuff with, like, electronic drums, and liked the whole band, full band thing better, and never really changed the name. We don't even use keyboards anymore. It's just a three-piece band. So, it's the same thing. So, but yeah, that's kind of where it all like started.
Mike and I put out 8 songs a couple years ago, and that was the first release under Casio Choir. And we asked Chad to play on it, but apparently the songs weren't good enough yet, so Chad refused to play with us. Which, I mean, hopefully all those songs from that time, we have painstakingly removed those from YouTube, SoundCloud, everywhere they put up because they're just, like, embarrassing. It was me and Mike locked in a loft in Detroit just, like, riffing it.
Well, I'm glad you guys have come up to Chad's all right. Yeah, his quality.
Chad's standards.
Yeah, he's a monster on that. Yeah.
You mentioned SoundCloud and that you had music up there in the past, but I know you've got quite a few up on SoundCloud now. Some of your music is available. Do you have a CD as well?
Yeah, we have a CD that we did like a year and a half ago with, like, you know, the band and the backing tracks. That's like all the stuff we've been playing right now. We do have that CD. You know, I mean, it's best probably to, you know, download it on iTunes or Spotify or anything like that. We have hard copies if you want to come to the show. We always have CDs there.
And when is that show again?
That show is August 10th, this Saturday, at PJ's Lager House at 9 o'clock.
Whoa. And with you there will be Radio Burns, Ronnie Tibbs and the 305s, and the Autumn Wolf.
Yeah, they're all awesome bands. It'll definitely be a fun night.
All right.
Let's keep it fun here.
Well, why don't we keep it, as Margaret says, let's have some fun right here.
All right.
All right, yeah.
Very interesting.
All right. In fact, y'all got a question is, where can people get a hold of the Cassio Choir? What's the best way for people to contact you?
Best way right now is probably just like through Facebook is probably the best way, as lame as that sounds with the social media stuff. But, yeah, we don't have like an official site or anything like that. Just like Facebook, you know, would probably be the absolute best way.
All right. And your music is also available on what websites?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much anything. iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Bandcamp. Like we're on all, like the online radio players, and so pretty much anywhere online you could find it.
Some of them are even free too. So if you look hard enough, you'll probably find the record for free somewhere.
I did find one site where you were described as a trippy electronic art music. Art rock with infectious grooves. Go on. I can't.
That you can't help but rock out with.
I mean, it's probably up there somewhere. I don't know. I've been farting around like for.
It says for 3 years. Cassio Choir, Detroit, Michigan. It's very colorful.
That's it.
I don't know. I don't know if that's us.
Facebook is the best way to reach you then.
Probably, or come to shows and talk
to
us.
Shows.
Like, yep. We're all pretty friendly folk.
Yeah. I'd be more than happy to give my personal sellout. No, I'm just
especially
no, Facebook's the best way.
If you buy me a drink, I will talk to you all night.
Whoa.
you'll get annoyed.
And your first opportunity for that would be at PJ's Lagerhouse this Saturday night.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Have you got any other shows lined up yet?
Not at the moment. We'll probably be playing in October sometime. Whoa. Nothing's like set in stone, but that's kind of the next time frame that we'll be playing around.
Well, we'll be looking for you.
Yeah, we'll definitely let you guys know.
Okay.
Now, one thing a lot of times people tend to ask is, what kind of instruments are you guys playing? I know you've got a box for backing tracks, but what are you playing today?
I don't know, Chad. Why don't you kick that off? Chad, what are you playing?
What?
Okay, he hasn't got a mic, so
we never give drummers mics.
A four-piece kit, and it's loud. He's got one crash, a crash ride, some nice hats, a beautiful snare drum.
And Chad plays in other bands as well, the Timothy Monger Band?
Yeah, I play with a guy named Tim Monger, Timothy Monger State Park, we're called. He plays solo a lot, but we're playing a thing called Howlerfest coming up here last weekend in August, and it's a good time. It's out on the farm. Howler Farm, I believe, in Irish Hills, sort of in the country a little bit, and do some good music, have a good time. Good food, too. It's a farm, so they got all locally grown food. And,
all right, Chad.
All right, and Steve.
Send us that information on our Facebook page, because I'd like to announce it on the motor calendar when it happens.
All right, yeah, I'll make sure I do that.
Steve.
Yes.
What are you playing today?
I am playing an American Fender Jazz Bass, which I purchased fairly recently. I'm a big fan of it. I also have a Line 6 bass pod, one of the early models. Get some grit out of it.
All right, and what are you playing all that through?
I usually practices. I'll play through like a little hard key combo, and then shows I'll haul out this 2x15, like it's a Fender spec cab that I put like 70s 12-inch speakers in it, and it's just loud and crazy. Shakes
right.
Walls.
And I understand that you, Steve, are an engineer at the Rust Belt Recording Studios?
Yeah, I work at the Rust Belt.
Cool.
All right.
You got some good, putting out some good music.
We try to.
How long have you been there?
I've been there probably like a year and a half, 2 years-ish, just kind of doing my thing, you know?
Well, a lot of good music has come out of there in that time.
There's more to come, too.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right. And Mike, I see you're still tuning up there. You want to make sure everything
sounds
good.
Just a little stuff.
Well, what are you playing today?
Oh, today it's a G&L Legacy. It's basically like a Stratocaster. So, yeah, I'm playing that. And then I got a Hughes & Kettner Switchblade amp, which that's pretty cool. It's a German amp.
And I can see 4 tubes in there glowing.
Yep, yeah, it's burning hot. And then, so, yeah, I mean, that's like my main rig. Sometimes I play a Telecaster. that I have, and then got a nice little pedal board here with some distortion pedals and like a synth, you know, synth emulator thing for the guitar and like some delay, and that's about it. Just keeping it simple.
Okay, and you also are in the Jessica Hernandez band, I understand?
Yep. Yeah, I play guitar in that band.
How long have you been with her?
Oh, like 6 months.
Yeah, okay, like so... Whoop. Oh. Are you still there?
Yeah.
No?
There. Well, Alan Cantino, just...
Something just snapped.
There we go. We
heard a little clicking, and then we lost it. So.
Well, hang in there. Alan Cantino is working on that.
All right.
Try it again now.
Yo. Yeah, there we go.
We got you back. All right. We've got your back, and you are back on the air.
Well, I'm glad that we were able to get you in because I know Jessica's been pretty busy lately. Yeah. So this side project of yours, it's great to hear and great you came in today.
Oh, come on. Jessica is his side project.
So. everything's going good. I'm staying busy with everything.
So. All right. Well, are you going to get busy here on the air right now?
Let's get busy.
What are you going to play?
This song's called Take It Easy.
It's a new one.
All right.
Yeah, this is like one of the new ones we wrote up north.
Take it easy. You took your time to change. All right. Yeah.
Very nice.
All right.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's weird. That's like kind of our inside joke. Yeah, take it easy.
Take it easy.
All right. I want to remind people that you can come out and see them live at the Logger House this Saturday. In fact, it's going to be one of the last times you're going to be able to catch them until October. So don't, if you like what you're hearing today, you don't want to miss out.
Cool. Don't you dare miss out.
All right. Yeah, let's keep it. So, yeah, we got some time, a little extra time than we thought. So we're going to play something that we weren't thinking about playing. But cool. We're just going to kind of toot our way through and see how it goes.
we haven't
practiced it in a while. So.
Is this going to be a jam or what's the name of it?
No, it's called Lost Again.
It's called Lost Again.
Yeah.
No, it'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. All right. Very nice.
Well, that was a nice little surprise for everybody in the room. Huh?
All right, yeah, everybody too.
All right. And as he tunes up after every song, so you know he really cares about the song.
I got like fresh strings, and this has been like in and out of my basement, so it's just like a warped, humid mess. It's, can't make up its mind, you know.
It's just so humid out lately.
All right. Well, in fact, want to remind people that you can catch him this Saturday. Where else can we get a hold of the Casio Choir?
Contact-wise, I mean, the best place is to, we live in Ferndale, so we're always around town. I'm sure we'll run into you. Or, like a Facebook's always
the best way to go for us.
We don't have a legitimate website or anything like that. I don't think anybody can afford that right now. We're all struggling musicians, so Facebook is definitely the way to go.
All right. Well, we've got about, it looks like we have 8 minutes left.
Oh, goodness. Cool. Yeah, I mean, we have, we definitely got one more on deck, so I mean we'll run through that and we could do a little talking or
either that or just a little jam.
All just right,
make something up.
Cool. Well, we'll jam this one out.
All right.
Shiny car and flashy light.
Oh!
Very nice. Right. What a way to go out.
Oh, what a cool way to... Wow. What a nice way to go out. That was a really nice jam. It went together real nice.
Cool, yeah, thank you. We're just impromptu in.
Okay. And if you want to get that impromptu stuff, will you be doing stuff like that at the Logger House this Saturday?
Maybe. We just might. Sometimes we do a little. We get a little weird up there.
All right.
And you'll have your CDs there available?
Yep. Yeah, we'll have CDs there, and then that's normally all we bring with us. CDs
all right. Well, thanks for coming in today. It was really good to have you. Next week, here on the Motor Live Drive at 5, we're going to have Laura Rain and the Caesars to give us some real bluesy funk. Next, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery radio drama was king. You'll hear shows like Suspense, The Inner Sanctum, The Obsession, The Weird Circle, Whistler, Mysterious Traveler, and so much more. Back to those mysterious dramas that were almost too scary to listen to in the dark of night. So, if you dare, WHFR now presents...